The manager of the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network is advising pork producers to follow up with their veterinarians if they notice unusual signs of diarrhea, breathing problems, or skin discoloration within their herds. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network has released its swine disease surveillance reports for the second quarter of 2020. Question manager Dr. Yetta Christensen says information gathered from the reports received from the laboratories and from the clinical impressions surveys of practitioners triggered discussions during the second quarter call on diarrhea, severe lung disease caused by Actinobacillus pleural pneumonia, and on purple sows.
We have some very practical tips, and that is really you need to watch out for purple sows, diarrhea, and severe lung disease. That means that you should contact your herd practitioner if you see purple sows. And you might remember from last quarter, we discussed a condition where sows had discoloring on the belly, on the legs, on the ears, but seemed to be otherwise healthy. So we still need to have you contact your practitioner when you see these signs. We also need you to look out for unusual diarrhea. We do know that diarrhea is one of the most common clinical signs in swine herds in Canada. But if you see something that is a little bit more persistent, a little bit more widespread, contact your veterinarian so they can look at and investigate what is going on in your herd. Finally, if you have finishes with a short cough, like 2-3 coughs, and you see some ticks with severe and very heavy breathing, you really need to call your veterinarian as well.
Further information on the second quarter report can be found at quishen.ca. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.